Chapter 23, A New Plan. "Greetings, team," Flower Sun said, without her usual smile. "A spark hit us. Dreamflyer's wing is hurt. My seeds have great healing power. They are working, but need more time. The trees say the rest of us have to get to Elderroot." Flower Sun's eyes closed while she took a deep breath.
"First, let me check out Dreamflyer," Doc said in a calm voice.
He looked at Dreamflyer's wing.
"Needs a splint. Ocarina, find a stick the size of his wing. Dobro, some purple vine."
I sat next to Dreamflyer, who was still lying down. He opened his eyes, squinting and trying to smile.
"You okay? What happened?" I asked.
"Hi, Bongo. My triple roll out of one spark cloud ran me smack into another. Burning bad luck. I'll be okay. My wing needs a bit of time to heal."
"I can come over and help with the garden. You know, after we save the forest." I was trying to get a smile out of him.
"Saving the forest."
Dreamflyer's voice faded. He could hardly keep his eyes open.
"Dreamflyer, listen. My dream flight last night was about the future. What could happen if we get to the portal too late?"
"The tool. Take my knife. It's in my pack. Its name is Diamond, and it's strong. Use it to remove the power stone. You can do this, Bongo."
He tried to wink.
"Take my pack. Been on lots of adventures. Full of good stuff. Now, come here. I want a hug."
Hugging him felt good. Letting him go didn't. I couldn't imagine the rest of the mission without him. But leaving Dreamflyer there, safe with the trees, felt like it was the right thing to do. My path led me to the portal. He knew it. Flower Sun handed me Dreamflyer's pack and walked over to Carr.
"A few more things the trees told me, Carr. The portal is near Elderroot, almost to the High Woods. And it will be very dangerous when you use the fire opal to open the portal. It could overpower you. Your stone cannot work alone. The trees will send power from their buried stones to your stone to create a circle of power. And last, Bongo's silver stone is..."
"I know the rest,"
Carr interrupted, taking a deep breath.
"Thank you, Flower Sun."
The rest of us were watching Carr. She waved us over. We huddled around her.
"Okay. Our plan needs a few changes. Dreamflyer is in no shape to go through the portal and fly back through fast enough. We will leave him here with the trees where he is safe."
"I will take Dreamflyer's place," I blurted out to the group, trying to sound brave. "Last night in my dream flight, Dreamflyer wasn't there. I saw the future, or what could happen if we were too late to block the portal. We need a backup plan." Everyone stayed quiet.
"Bongo,"
Carr hesitated, shaking her head in silence. A loud crack broke the silence.
"We have to get this timing right to block the portal, one way or another. Tell us about the dream."
"In my dream, the monster sparks are already at the portal. They burst out as you open the metal chest. We all did what we could, but didn't stop them."
"How do we know if we're too late to keep going with our plan?"
Doc asked.
"Probably how powerful the storm is," Carr said. "That's how the beetle can fly."
"Anyone got a backup idea then?"
Dobro asked. "Elderroot said we should think about time," I said.
"That might mean fixing the rods to the portal before we open it,"
Doc said.
"What do you think, Dobro?"
"The red power stone would still be in place. If the monster sparks open the portal and burst through, no plan will work."
"One more thing. At the end of the dream flight, I saw Amber. I went on. She picked up the fire opal that fell to the ground and headed for the portal. She disappeared, like in my dream from the past."
"I feel like I know Amber,"
Ocarina said.
from reading all her diaries. I don't know how to say this, but...
Go ahead.
Doc nodded. Ocarina bit her lip and looked at me.
Bongo, I think you have one half of a silver stone, and Amber has the other half. She wrote about her half in her diary. Now we have the fire opal, the red stone you see in the nightmares, the one she picked up, then disappeared.
Maybe I can transport to the Ruby Forest without going through the portal, without us opening it, I said, like Amber did in my dream. I can take out the red power stone from that side without us opening the portal.
That means,
Dobro hesitated,
we have to get the rods in place right away. You'll already be on the other side, yes, but the portal will still be closed.
This may be what Elderroot meant by time,
Doc added.
Maybe not. Sounds too dangerous. How would Bongo get back through if the portal stays closed?
And we don't know for sure where Amber went when she disappeared,
Carr said.
Bongo could end up anywhere, not near the portal.
It's only a backup plan, I said. Our first plan will work if we can beat the monster sparks to the portal.
I can find a shortcut to the portal and save time,
Flower Sun said.
The trees will show us the way. I will hear their directions as we go.
Okay, then,
Carr said in a serious voice.
Bongo will go through the portal and remove the red power stone. His silver stone is the most powerful source we have, even a broken half. It will protect him.
She went on.
I will open the portal with the fire opal as we planned. My stone and the stones buried in the turquoise roots will protect us in the circle of power. Dobro, Ocarina, and Doc, you are in charge of creating the block with the rods. Let's make sure we don't have to go to the backup plan.
We all nodded. Everyone looked back at me with worried eyes. Blazes, guys! We're a team, I said, trying to say something Dreamflyer would say. We all have a dangerous job to do, saving the forest and our kin. Lucky the Silver Stone is part of our mission.
We na nay! We na nay!
Flower Sun cheered. We all joined in.
Ready or not!
Dobro shouted and whistled.
Dreamflyer is safe here, Carr said. Flower Sun, you lead.
She can fly with me. We've flown together before, I said. Ocarina, stay close to us. Watch for spark clouds. Dobro and Ocarina finished tying purple vines around the bag with the rods. Flower Sun put on Dreamflyer's pack.
Everybody got what they need?
Asked Carr.
Dobro, you got the fire torch?
Got it.
Bongo, you got Dreamflyer's knife?
Got it. Diamond's here in his pack.
The metal chest with the fire opal is in my pack. The key's around my neck,
Carr said with a firm nod. Then she called out,
Let's beat!
Me and Flower Sun were the first to go. I gave a final wave to Dreamflyer. He was holding two thumbs up. His wing was wrapped in purple vine. The wind snarled and pushed back even harder.